An arts theater and workshop in Ethiopia has ties to Vermont. And two of the people who carry those ties join us now. Behulum Mengistu is a hip-hop graffiti artist from Ethiopia, and David Shine is a Burlington-based actor and writer. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having us.
We'll talk in a moment about the upcoming Art for Social Change workshop that's happening next Tuesday in Burlington, and that's where people can find out more about what One Love Theater is in Ethiopia. But first, David Shine, let's start with you. What is One Love Theater?
Back in the 2000, because of National Public Radio, I had been listening to what they were doing in Uganda with theater to fight AIDS. I remember hearing the program, how the whole country was using artists to educate people way out in the countryside about AIDS. So I said, let's do an AIDS education circus. These kids are good. They're gymnasts. And my friend said, yeah, when are you going to Ethiopia? I said, where's Ethiopia? And 6 months later, I was working with some kids and discovered that theater was a very common language. And that's where One Love Theater started. It's really One Love AIDS HIV Awareness Theater.
And Behulum Mengistu, you're a musician. You're also a graffiti artist in Ethiopia. Tell us more about your life as a working artist.
I've been doing street art and graffiti for almost 6 years now, but I started painting or drawing since I was 13 at AYCC, where the Wildlife Project also runs. Growing up there with the Wildlife crew and the art project and the Aikido program, everything, that's how I became a street artist and graffiti artist. So after that, I've been traveling around working on different big projects with street artists all over the world. And I've been inviting other artists from another place to come to Ethiopia and work with me in different kind of projects.
And I understand that Behulum is the manager of One Love Theater now in Ethiopia. So over the years, the group has collaborated with different artists and writers and musicians from all over the world. And also it does this teacher exchange with teachers here in Vermont.
The Vermont people who are involved with One Love, the Willowell Foundation who umbrellas it, the Vermont Ethiopia Teacher Exchange, that is really all part of making social change within our teaching cultures, within our painting cultures, within our theater cultures.
Okay, so David, at this One Love Theater, that sort of turned into an art center, essentially. Is this where you first met Behulum?
And I went there, I think, in 2011, and there was this kid who was teaching all these other kids art. He was the art teacher. And, you know, he was like 2 years older than them. And he knew what to do. And that was Behulum.
And Behulum, tell us more about having access to a place like One Love Theater in your home city. I mean, I understand you were learning art. You were also teaching art, but not necessarily graffiti, because that's not like a traditional art form where you're from. So how did you start to create your work?
When I started doing graffiti, there was no graffiti at all. Nobody knows it. The spray we have in Ethiopia is not for graffiti sprays. They're just sprays for metal works, and they don't work for graffiti, and they smell bad. They're bad for your health and everything. But because of that's the only thing we have, and I was just like, use them, go out and put things. And when I see YouTubes, the only thing I see on YouTube is people bombing, you know, going out, tagging people's property, you know, also Europe and everything. So everything I learn almost is from YouTube and Facebook about graffiti. So what they show me on there is different. So I start doing that. But when I stop and realize it was a different culture here and there, you know, in Ethiopia, there is this pride that people have. You don't just go and put your art on somebody's property. You know, that's like offensive for them. And so what I do is just like I go there. I ask them, mostly if they're older people, they're always appreciative. So I show them my artworks and I'll be like, I want to paint on your wall for free. And it will be even nice if you can share what you want. And as an artist, I'll just put it on your wall. Then they'll be like, can you do something that say love? Or can you do something that say unity? Then I'll be like, okay. Then I put that art. The next day, photographers, some of my friends will come, take a picture, post it on Facebook. For the past 3 years, I was struggling how to find this way and how to find my own style, how to people accept me. And, you know, now it's getting better and better. In Vermont, with the connection of the Willow and Foundation, they have a teacher exchange program and artist exchange program. A couple of artists and teachers visit us the past few years. One of the artists was in Ethiopia this February. So beside that, we work with the kids on t-shirt printing, because as a graffiti artist, we always do t-shirts. You know, that's how you make some money to buy sprays. So in Ethiopia, we create opportunities for ourselves. I create the opportunity for myself most of the time. But people help you after you create something, you know. So when I started doing graffiti, like, there was a lot of challenge that would make me stop. But even though I was just like pushing it and like I'm here now, I give an advice for younger people who also work with me in Ethiopia is like, create your own opportunities always and use that opportunity. There is also the opportunity and use it wisely, you know.
Thank you both so much for coming in and telling us more. This is awesome.
Thank you very much.
Hip-hop and street artist Behulam Mengistu from Ethiopia and Burlington actor and writer David Shine. The One Love Theater and Behulam Graffiti event is next Tuesday, May 9th at Off Center for Dramatic Arts in Burlington at 7:30. Find out about making theater in Africa and find out what's going on with Art for Social Change all around the world. Find out more at vpr.net.